Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting. Her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
A warm welcome, everybody, to the show today. Today with me in studio is David Halpling, a California-based guitarist, keyboardist, and a recording artist specializing in ambient and electronic music. David sonically embraces listeners with his signature guitar, sound, and textures, crafted synthesizers, powerful percussion, and rich multidimensional recordings. David is also a composer for motion pictures, providing several themes and scores, ambient beds for numerous television, corporate, and interactive projects. And he's with us today to talk about his latest album entitled In. Welcome, David, to Voice Rising.
Thank you so much for having me here. That was quite a beautiful introduction. Thank you.
Well, you're creating quite beautiful music, so it's well deserved. Congratulations on your new album, In. It truly creates this oral visual blissfulness that resonates with our cells. And as most of your previous albums, David, you take the listeners on a journey. And so where does this album evolve where your other albums have left off? What's the story?
Well, this record is a long time coming. It has been in the works since 2013. So it took me 8 years to finish this record. I wasn't spending all this time on this record, but for me, this is probably my most honest record, and it has the most heart and love infused into the tracks of anything that I've ever created. So, yeah.
Yeah, one senses this. Can you tell us a little bit about your creative process? You said it happened over 8 years, so that's That is a long time tending the garden called album creation, right? You need a vision and you need patience, and it sounds like you had that. So how does your creative process, or what does a creative process look like for you?
Well, for me, I am continually inspired. I always have ideas. I come up with so many ideas that I feel are very important and need to be shared. But with this project, the creative process was, you know, creating these beautiful pieces of music that I think were going to emotionally move people. And I really set a high standard for myself for this record. It's a double album. It's 90 minutes of music. It's on two CDs. It's a double vinyl. And it's quite a long, you know, streaming experience. And I wanted this to sound like my dreams, and I wanted this to be my best work. And because I had so much going on in each of these pieces of music, texturally, instrumentally, thematically, orchestrated, and I also have some wonderful guest artists to perform on some of the tracks, I created something that was almost impossible to finish, and it became so overwhelming a couple of times that I put the whole project aside. And, you know, one of those times when I did that is when I released my last album, which was called Rune. Mm-hmm. And that was 2019. You know, I found it so overwhelming and so emotionally draining to really put myself into these tracks that I, you know, I had to put it away a couple of times to really realize what was happening.
Yeah.
So that's really why it took so long.
To gain the distance, I'm sure, also in mixing and mastering, I think it must be, it's so phenomenal. People don't realize also not only how many layers are involved. If you think of a painter, you have a canvas, or a writer has the page, right? But as a musician, yeah, you're adding all these layers of instruments, and it's a very collaborative project. Like you said, you have many great artists that are featured on the album, so you need to choose also where you incorporate their voices or their instruments. And well, you succeeded, David, right? You succeeded. It's a beautiful piece. I want our listeners to get a taste of your music so that they can really sense what you do. And like you said, you wanted the people to feel your dreams. You have a track which is called This Burning Sky. It for me, it feels like the sky is almost golden, and you really feel the mysteries unfolding in this piece. Can you tell us the story behind this track before we listen in?
Sure. Well, like a lot of the songs on In, this song started with the first thing you hear in the piece, which is a guitar riff.
Mm-hmm.
My music is mostly channeled, and I get into flow state, and I start playing things, and this particular riff kept coming back to me, and I heard a sadness in it, and I heard some anger in it, but mm-hmm. also a lot of beauty and hope. So I sort of followed that, and this story emerged of this being that was sort of a planet protector that you know, awoke from a century's sleep and saw her world in ruin and had to sacrifice herself to bring balance back to this world. And if you listen to this song from that point of view, you can hear the story unfolding. And the vocalist that I brought in, her name is Nidhi Bhatmuli. She's an Indian vocalist. Mm-hmm. She brought so much passion to the story in wordless vocal that I really mm-hmm. think it a lot of people are having very emotional experiences with this track, and mm-hmm. that is the best compliment I could ever get, because that's what I tried to create here.
Beautiful. Let's listen in to This Burning Sky. It's off of David Helpling's newest In album.
Thank you.
You are listening to a piece from David Helpling's new album, This Burning Sky. David's with me here in studio, and we're talking about his new album, In. David, every single song seems to teach us something, and you were telling us a story about what arrived for you with that guitar riff, the images that you sensed of the woman who's protecting our planet. How did that song change you? Or did you feel a shift anywhere of your own connection to the planet after you recorded it and played it and brought it out into the world?
I don't know if I felt a shift. I think the song is a result of the shift. Mm-hmm. I think my own awareness of the environment, the planet, life, how much everything we do affects everything else. Mm-hmm. I think that just manifested itself in the music and the story. And the key as an artist is to, when this is happening, to allow that vibe, that energy, mm-hmm. to emerge and to put it into the music. And if you embrace that, you then have a responsibility to see it through. And in an instrumental musical form, tell a story that isn't too specific, but it's specific to me. And when people listen to this song, I think each person is going to have their own experience. But this song in particular, I am getting hundreds of messages of people having profound emotional reactions and experiences in listening to this song. And yeah. I am sure each person having their own little journey and internal conversation there, you know.
Well, you were saying you live in California, you live in San Diego. I'm sure that you are every year dealing with the horrific forest fires, which just seem to really be getting worse and worse. And so when I see the burning sky, I just see these images of our planet, often, I mean, masses, acres and acres of land being burned, and trees and forests. And there's a literal like crying out for us, yes, to listen in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are, yeah, some, I know that everybody is on their own journey and everybody has to figure out how they give back to the earth and into their lives, but what are some small steps that you found yourself taking as you become aware of this oneness, that this connection that we have not only to each other but to the earth?
Well, I think I take all the steps that any kind, caring, conscious person would make. I mean, I'm a vicious recycler.
Yeah.
And I'm very passionate about that. And you know, I don't plastic. Mm-hmm. I eat organic. I don't use things I don't need. I don't waste, yeah, things. And I also love the planet, and I love, yeah, where I live, and I love all the plants and all the animals. And I think that putting your best intention forward and knowing that we are very briefly visiting, mm-hmm, this world, you know, we wake up in this body that we didn't choose, and you get a few decades to experience the physical world. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it's important to realize that this physical world is amazing, and it's not here for us. It's here because it's here for itself. So, mm-hmm, I think that understanding, you know, walking with that in your body all the time as an artist, that stuff is going to tend to come out somewhere, you know, sooner or later.
Yeah, absolutely. I've said that often. Life will continue to go on whether we're here or not, but what do we give back to the life, that because we've been given it, right? We've been given, like you said, a few decades in this body, and we can choose how we act for ourselves and for our communities and for Mother Earth. David, we're going to take a very short break, and then we're going to get back to listening to more of your music and diving into your creative process as an artist.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. OM Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I am your host, Kara Johnstad, and today I'm together with California-based keyboardist and recording artist specializing in ambient and electronic music, David Halpling. David, are you there? I'm sure you are, huh?
I'm super here, yeah.
Oh, super. David, you have songs. This word is very beautiful because in America you hear it all the time. I'm blissed out and it's blissful. But in Germany, it's a very, where I'm sitting over here in Berlin, it's a very hard word to describe. It's been defined as this kind of perfect happiness. We talked a little bit, the world is in a shift, right? So there's a lot of things happening on many different levels, and some of them just seem so horrific. And at the same time, there are those miracles. And I think that's what I sense from your music. You have an ability to capture mystery and light and wellness and harmony in soundscapes, right? So I don't sense the angry guitar. I always, when I listen to your music, I sense an immense amount of spaciousness that happens inside, and like the most beautiful, wild forest or deep ocean, or, you know, this connection. So how would you define bliss? Because we're going to lead into your song that you created, which is called Bliss You've Always Carried.
Yeah, well, you know, just to quickly speak about the song we're just talking about, you know, mm-hmm. it's not an activist song. It's not an anger song. It's a, you know, like you said, it's beautiful, and it's a chance for me to express a fictional story that helps me deal with my space in the planet, you know? Mm-hmm. And for me, this entire album, the concept of the album is going inward. It's going in to yourself. It's about self-love. It's about real self-love, not what a lot of people are saying that they think it is. you know, forgiving yourself and being kind to yourself. Because I think we walk around so often with this voice in our head that is saying, oh, I should have done that better, or I didn't do this, or this person doesn't like me because of that. Or, you know, I think we constantly can beat ourselves up. And I think it's important for us to realize that we deserve constant love and constant presence. And you need to be seen by yourself. You know, treat yourself like you would treat someone you deeply love and respect, who you would never speak unkindly to. And I'm trying to express that in musical form. So there is a ton of light and actual love in these tracks, more so than anything I've done. And, you know, this is the first time I've really let myself be who I am and what I want to say. And this record is very in touch with its feminine side, but it's also very powerful. But yeah, I did put a lot of love into these tracks, and each song says something about that. And I think that it can be felt, you know, and that's the beauty of instrumental music, especially textural, luminous, new age music, and the kind of music I make, is that I have so many tools to really express these emotions. And when it's done right with power and resonance, and frequency and melody, I mean, the emotions can be palpable. And to me, that's what this record is all about.
There are literally certain frequencies, if I'm not wrong, that can evoke certain emotions, right? I mean, if you're playing really low, deep tones, you're going to get a different emotion than if you sprinkle in the high notes. So I think that's something people don't realize, that it's almost, it's visual storytelling, or it's audio story. I don't know how to explain it. It's that you really can, a film without the music probably won't work very well.
Exactly. And resonant frequencies, you could take one note. Or, you know, I, as an artist, I play with this all the time. I play in a particular key. And it will feel a certain way. And I will play the exact same phrase one half step lower. And it feels completely different. It's the same scale. It's the same melody. It's the same chord progression, but it feels completely different. And I tune my instruments in weird ways to make them resonate lower or better. And I think that if you really listen to that and give into that, you can let all of that get into these really high fidelity recordings that have, you know, so much space to capture these frequencies perfectly. And for someone that's listening with headphones, they have a very particular experience. But if you can listen in a room with a sound system with a subwoofer, the music is going to physically move your body and move your organs. And your body is going to respond to the music while your mind and heart is responding to the music. So I was very careful to put all of that stuff into these tracks and to have it mixed and mastered in a way that could come back with incredible fidelity and space, so that you can experience these pieces of music without them being aggressive or, you know, being too compressed. You know, there's a lot of dynamics and space. So, yeah, I think that the frequencies are everything and are powerful. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of new science coming out on exactly that, right? Not only in the field of music, but in the field of music medicine, how the frequencies are affecting us. And then we are just so grateful when people like you do take the time to consciously mix and master and make sure that that's all in balance. Because I think a lot of people that are just streaming fast or listening to things fast in the car, they're not really attentive to how sound can really affect their system positively and create like miraculous health, and also negatively, that they can become nervous wrecks listening to badly mixed and mastered and played music, you know? And I'm like, if we're having a,
Yeah, we're moving through space and we're moving through a world that is noisy. so much noise in everything, we do. And you know, you can choose to, you know, remove yourself from that as much as possible. But I created this record, you know, it's 90 minutes long. It's as long as a feature film, and all of the songs are like 8 minutes long. This music is designed for the deep listeners that want to listen to the music and put their smartphone down and not multitask and have an experience. And every little instrument, every little sound in every song, and the mixing and the mastering and all the notes that I played and that were infused into the recordings are for that purpose. So this is an ambient new age album made for deep listeners that want to have that experience. Yes, you can listen to it, you know, on your phone speaker while you're doing a million other things, and it will be pretty and you'll like it. But if you immerse yourself and just let the music do its thing, you won't have a choice as to what's going to happen to you, because the music's going to do it to you. So,
Yeah. Let's listen into this, because that is a blissful state to be in, right? Let's listen into your track, Bliss You've Always Carried, from your newest album, which is called In.
Thank you.
You were listening to a track off of David Helpling's newest album called In, and that track was The Bliss You've Always Carried. And as I was listening to this through my headphones, I just, you know, David, I'm a poet and I'm a lyricist, so I do love words. And yet I have to say that when I'm immersed in your sounds, I'm so happy there are no words to be misconstrued, right? Or no words to attach to. It's funny. It's like I was just like, wow, it's just this pure, blissful sound. And you can hear the elegance of which you mixed, because one hears every single sound differentiated, and at the same time, it's also beautifully blended. So it's, yeah. In Germany, we say Hut ab, and that means I take my hat off to you, right? It's like you do the old bow, and then you kind of lift the hat off, and then you kind of Hut ab, yeah.
Thank you for that. Yeah, it's nice that you can feel that and that you recognize that, because I do try to make sure that the music is beautiful no matter where and how you listen, and that somehow I put my best effort forward so that each person can have some kind of experience no matter where they are and how they're listening. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And like we said in the beginning, I mean, this album, you know, was a long time in the making, and often I have a project that took over 10 years, also an album. It was a symphonic album, a gorgeous album, but it just takes time for everything to fall into place. It was 120 musicians, you know, so it was like one of these, one of these passionate things where you think at some point, am I mad or crazy? But it's a calling. I mean, it's a calling. We're called to do this, right?
Exactly.
That's what we do. How is your work an offering of hope or of healing for this crazy planet we're on?
Well, I'm not sure exactly the question. When you said, "How's my work?"
Do you feel that? Do you feel that when you're creating music? Do you just feel like, oh, I'm just going to take this tapestry of sound and create it? Or is there something in you that feels called, kind of, I'm going to leave the world a more beautiful place than I found it? Because that's what I feel from your music. I feel like a conscious intent, like, this is my conscious intent. I'm going to leave this world. Like, I just came to a garbage pile, and I'm going to create. I'm going to transform it, and I'm going to leave it more beautiful than I found it.
Oh, with this particular album, I take this very seriously, and there's a massive charge for me to find beauty in everything, and to show people that everything is beautiful,
mm-hmm.
immensely beautiful, starting with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if every person on the earth truly loved themselves and accepted themselves for who we are,
mm-hmm.
we would be living in paradise.
Yes.
Absolute paradise. So I take that very seriously, and I infuse that into these songs. You know, each song has a slightly different concept, but all the songs, I think you can feel that they come from a place of wonder and magic and finding beauty, and that everything is amazing.
Yes.
Everything that things you don't even notice, tiny things, everything is a gift. Everything is amazing. Everything should be celebrated. And I feel responsible to put that into the music. And it is finding people. You know, this record's been out for 6 weeks, but the messages that are coming in are just incredible, incredible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It must feel very good for you. I think people don't realize, some people are very shy to write their messages. You know, they think that we don't read them, but it must be very good for you to put in not only that work, because it's not work, it's you're infusing these tracks with your essence of being, right?
And yes, absolutely.
Right? And then they go out and they arrive not even in the hands of people. That's what I always say. What's so magical about music is that you're penetrating the cells, the bodies. Like you're entering, you know, these bodies of water that are walking around everywhere. I mean, it's really, if you start to think about it, it's very crazy. It is crazy because somebody...
It's crazy, but it's also very, very awesome. And
yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, it is.
I put every ounce of myself into this record. Yes, it was exhausting. Yes, it was a lot of work. And yes, I have very high standards. But I put every ounce of myself and, what you, like you said, my own being and my own sensibilities and my own love into the music, and just to give it away.
And now you just expanded, right, into...
Yeah.
Bringing into thousands of people to your world.
Or millions. Yeah. Who knows who's going to hear it? And your essence of being is in Tokyo. In the moment's in Berlin, right? You're in Berlin. We're in San Diego. Om Times Radio is in on the East Coast and in Pennsylvania, and that is the magic that we can take one color or these different frequencies, and then it's a quantum moment, right? And then we can literally all listen in at the same time. And all feel David Helpling at the same time. David, we're going to take a very small break so we can really savor this moment, and then we're going to be back.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time landing a job
and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I am your host, Kara Johnstadt, and today I am with David Helpling, and we're talking about his new album that everybody out there should get and should really listen to many, many times, because I think that this album will change and shift something in us. And what I feel, again, and I already said at the top of the hour, is a spaciousness, an expansiveness, a place of magic, of well-being, a place that we so much need to visit every day. It's like an oasis in the middle of a crazy world, or in the middle of a desert. It's like a beautiful pool of water. So, David, I have a crazy question for you, though. I mean, you do this, you did this album and your own personal albums, but you're also writing film tracks. And as we know, the film industry is not only hard, but the scenes are sometimes incredibly violent or harsh. And to underlay music for these scenes, I have known very dear friends of mine to literally become physically sick by repeating these images and having to do music. How is it for you? Do you still work in that industry? And how do you keep yourself, if you do, how is it for you as a musician to put music to images that are not necessarily the ones that you are inspired by as a composer for your own work?
Well, that's a wonderful question. That's a great question. I do compose music for film, but it has been quite a while since I've done any film work. I do a lot of television commercial work. I do a lot of corporate scoring. And that's, I get hired by people to create music for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Last year, I created the sound of the new Discovery Plus streaming platform. And they came to me because they wanted their new logo and their new brand to have this luminous sound. And they knew that I was a media composer, but they also noted my ambient work as a recording artist. So that was a time where I got to infuse actual light into a corporate brand, which is the opposite of what you asked.
Yeah, beautiful. Yes.
Luckily, I have done some thriller and horror scores, which I absolutely love because as a composer, I get to texturally create very amazing sounds and musical themes that are mysterious and brooding. Luckily for me, I haven't had to do or I haven't been asked to score any really violent, you know, narc stuff. And I do think that even when I am composing for a film that's a thriller that has some of those negative contexts, I sort of separate myself a little bit. When I'm writing music for my albums, especially for In, I have to feel it and walk in it, and it affects me drastically just working on it. And when I'm creating music for clients, it's a lot more cerebral and it has a lot less heart sometimes. And it's very easy to separate it and say, okay, I'm going to write this music for this scene and it's going to be amazing and the client's going to love it. But when I'm finished, it doesn't stay with me.
Yeah.
And it's not in my cellular structure. I'm not walking around with it like I am with within. It is in me. So I'm able to separate it. But I don't think I would do really well if I had to do really violent stuff, especially people hurting people is something I have a hard time watching or dealing with. And luckily I haven't had to do any of that stuff. So.
Yeah. Good. It's the same for me. And I always, it's very hard when I see musicians struggle film composers, you know, with certain scenes and they can get very out of balance and they have to find ways to bring themselves back in balance. And then we know also that if they're doing an excellent work as composers, which they normally are, then they're propagating also this violence, and then they're really struggling. So I was just, that was a curious question on the side. You have a track which is called I Too Am Coming Home. And I don't know, what does home mean to you? For me, it means kind of unguarded, like where we can just be totally ourselves, surrender to that unguarded joy, where our heart just feels free. What were the images that arrived when you were writing I Too Am Coming Home or recording it?
Well, every song on this giant album has a very specific title, and the title's very personal for me. But at the same time, the titles need to be vague enough so that the listener can create their own meaning and attach their own meaning to the music and the emotion that they're hearing. So a lot of these titles are provocative, but I really try to leave enough open so that I'm not giving too much away, and I'm not telling the listeners how to feel. I'm presenting it and say, hey, here on this plate is this beautiful song, and I'm calling it I Too Am Coming Home, you know, and everyone's going to attach a different meaning.
Right.
And I'm sometimes even hesitant to say what it really is, but I will tell you, this song for me is about leaving your body for the last time.
Yeah,
so
powerful.
In the music, you can hear it.
Yeah, that's powerful. that's beautiful. Well, I mean, as I like to say, we're journeying each other home, right? Journeying home, and you can hear this. Let's listen to I Too Am Coming Home, one of, like, an incredible track off of David Helpling's newest album, In. I too am coming home. You are listening here to David Helpling's In album, and he is with me in studio today. David, I know that you're in the process of bringing this baby, this beautiful piece of art, out into the world. I'm sure you have many interviews and, like you said, many people writing you messages. And at the same time, you're probably full of ideas and full of a sense of what's next for you. Like, are you just tending to this baby for a little bit, or do you have a feeling like there's suddenly another album in the works right now?
Well, the answer is yes and yes. I'm tending to this baby because it's the biggest album I've ever created.
Yeah.
It's the most important album I've ever created. And there's a lot attached to it. It carries a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 4 music videos for this album that are all out on my YouTube channel. The first one now on Friday. It takes a lot to support an album, and I work with a great publicist because I want people to hear this music, and all I want to do is reach hungry ears, and if I can reach the ears, the music does the rest.
Yes.
But that said, I am working on a ton of new music. I think I have a total of 6 separate album projects all conceived and working on. I think 3 of those are collaborations.
Mm-hmm.
But finishing this album, finishing In, is super cathartic for me, and it is a doorway through which I have passed, and I am at a completely next level state of being, and I am super inspired, and I know now what I should be doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we're fortunate. We know now, too, what you should be doing. Everybody who's heard the album knows what you should be doing, so that's good that you are doing it, and you will be doing that. And I think everybody who's ever had a creative project like that, or even who is a parent, or has even given birth to companies, we know that the one part is bringing it out into the world, the other part is tending to it, and that takes as many years. That's kind of the hard part, right? We need to keep on bringing it to those thirsty, hungry ears. And like you said, the music will do the rest. Of course, you guys out there, if you do have a good sound system or if you have headphones, I think it deserves to have a beautiful sound quality. David, you seem to be also passionate for our planet and really bringing music that's gonna shift, I would say, the frequencies, keep it, I always like to say shift harm to harmony, right? So
yeah.
We know about quantum physics. We know that if we set our intent that miracles can happen. What would your crazy wish be for humanity in the next 6 months to 1 year? Like, if we could just all connect and breathe, and what I hear, you've said a lot, self-love. So what would your wish be for us?
Well, I said it before, but any injustice that's happening on this planet or to this planet, or injustice that's happening to animals or people, people hurting people, all comes from people not loving themselves, and people not being loved, and people living in fear and fear and uncertainty and doubt. And if I could make all of that disappear, all of these problems disappear instantaneously in one moment, that's what I want.
I think that's a very powerful message for all of us, to stop the harsh voices towards ourselves. And like you said at the beginning of the show, forgiveness, compassion, loving our quirkiness and our life path as human beings. And we all have done many great things, but maybe also done things that were a little bit, off track or whatever. And to really stand in our stories and our humility and our humanity. And I think you're right about that, David. All the injustices come from people who are not at ease with their wholeness, themselves,
yeah.
Right?
The unloved. Yeah.
The unloved.
Yeah. Be good to yourself. Forgive yourself. Give yourself a break. Realize that you are amazing, you know, and you came into this world amazing, and you still are. So tap into that.
Beautiful. David, I thank you so much for joining us today at Voice Rising. I wish you much success with this beautiful piece of art, this masterpiece that you've brought out to our world. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for playing the music to all of your listeners, because this is part of finding those hungry ears. So thank you.
Exactly. Now we're satiated. Now we're full, but we're not too full to go and order that album. So you guys go and do it. Thank you.
Stream it, get it on CD, vinyl, whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. It's in all different forms out there. Exactly. Yep. Thanks so much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.